the rest of the story. Catherine Littlefield Green was 37, 6 years a widow, struggling to make ends meet, now going home to her little plantation on the Savannah River called Mulberry Grove. You'd never have known to look at her then, standing in the lonely sunset on the deck of that sailing ship, that once upon a time she was the amazing, irrepressible Kitty Green, seemingly limitless wellspring of energy, who won the respect and the admiration of her fledgling nation's greatest men through her considerable courage and charm. Her traveling companion on the voyage from New York to Savannah in that autumn of 1792 was a 27-year-old recent Yale graduate. Young man asked in the twilight quiet, what was it like at Valley Forge? Now, how many women anywhere might you have asked that question? It was grim, Catherine replied, long bitter months of hunger and hardship. She had gone to Valley Forge with her husband, Nathaniel Green, one of General Washington's most trusted officers, soon to become Quartermaster General. Well, the young man smiled, recalling the stories that he'd heard of how the Continental troops, bending beneath the burdens of their privation, beginning to lose faith in their cause and in themselves, how they were cheered by Kitty Green's contagious gaiety and gallantry of spirit, and how one night of music and laughter in General Green's quarters, Kitty and George Washington himself danced for 3 hours without once sitting down. Forever after, history books would applaud Kitty Green for her moral support contribution to the winning of American independence. But then one day the war was over. Shortly thereafter, General Green was dead. Effervescent, irrepressible Kitty was Catherine again. But now, what of her traveling companion, the young Yale graduate? He was headed south to become resident tutor for the children of a family across the Savannah River. Perhaps he would visit the Widow Green sometime. Well, he had no idea how soon that sometime would come. For when his teaching plans fell through, he stood before Catherine again, this time beseeching, what ought I to do now? And Catherine said, you may stay at Mulberry Grove until you decide for yourself. And the young man accepted the widow's offer, and he helped out for a while around the plantation. He was especially gifted, it turned out, as a carpenter and a general craftsman. And one day after he had cleverly devised a new tambour frame for Catherine's embroidery, the mistress of the manor, much impressed, suggested yet another project. An impossible one, the young man replied. And yet at Catherine's persistent urging, he set up a workshop in the basement room of the plantation house. He labored there for 6 months, and he emerged a hero. The chronicles of the American Revolution remind us that in the face of unimaginable discouragement, Washington's soldiers and Washington himself were urged onward by an irreplaceable cheerleader named Kitty Green. But after today, you will never forget that the technological achievement of a young Yale graduate named Eli Whitney would surely never have been made except for the suggestion and subsequent constant encouragement of Kitty Green. History hails Eli Whitney as the inventor of the astonishing machine that separates cotton from its seeds, the so-called cotton gin, and that is so, only now you know the rest of the story.